This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
12:03 in the nation's capital. Getting after it here on overtime, and we are privileged. Thanks to the Rude Guest Hotline, man, because guess who they dropped in on us right now? The professor, Lou Holder, who I have to imagine, like anybody that covers this team for the beat, that means they don't eat, sleep, or drink unless they're on the field. They've watched everything from day one to now and have got to be sick to their stomach because they've seen so many good workouts. To get to this point now, it makes me even say things that make you go, what the hell was that, Brother Holder?
Yeah, so I agree with my good friend Richard Doc Walker that it does make you say, but I think it's also a byproduct of some of our society, man. Some of these athletes now, they're soft as cottonelle tissue. And so I don't know if you are on the bubble to make a team or you're putting tape out there for the other 31 other teams. Some of the effort that I saw out there is questionable, is highly questionable.
Yeah, I was about to say, you being nice.
But I will say... I and you and other people who have seen training camps and preseasons over the days and years have seen different versions of this thing. That's true. I kind of just closed my eyes. I told my wife, I told my kids, I was like, look, none of this stuff really matters. It's the game one, because my wife turned it on and she was like, and I was like, don't watch. I have to watch. You do not. That's right. I told her and I tell everybody, this is for the people on the bubble. And clearly the Ravens bubble people were more talented or more had more urgency than the Commanders bubble people. But it's all bubble. So when you see Vaughn and Bobby and nobody playing, you know, again, there's different iterations of this. I mean, there was just a couple of years ago where the whole thing with the NFL is that your starters get a couple of reps in that last preseason game just as a walkthrough game action. That was just a few years ago. Now, none of the starters play in that last preseason game. So the preseason as a whole is just one of these necessary evils that you have to get through. So as mad as I am and pissed as I could be about the effort that I saw in there, it's finally at a point now where the next game that they play counts.
Right.
And that's all that really matters to me, because like you just said, for people who cover the team and people who played, it clearly is a marathon and not a sprint. And so the big part and the first part of the marathon is getting through training camp and the preseason. Right. So this team has Super Bowl aspirations. So ain't nobody going to care that they lost all three preseason games if they show up in week one and start playing with all the parts that they have. Cliff's not showing stuff. Joe Witt's not showing stuff. Dan Quinn's not showing stuff. We got the Terry issue. Jaden's not playing, but when he was in there, he did look okay. Again, all this stuff is for the media and speculation, but as my friend Doc Walker said, it's about, and you said this in the off season. All I care about is week one against the Giants.
That's it.
So we had to get to week one of the Giants, and we are finally here. There's no more tune-ups. There's no more whatever. The next time we see this team, it will be for real, and that's when the second part of this marathon begins. The first part is the off season, the OTAs, whatever, then the regular season, and then hopefully if your team gets to the postseason, it's that part of it. So we've gotten through phase one.
And our model should be hopefully our perennial rival, that is Ravens. They're 20 years ahead of you with culture. They're 20 years ahead of you in every facet of the game. Because remember when we beat them in a preseason game and you would have thought we were going to have a parade? That's because they set the bar so high. And it was fun beating them in that because they approach every game like it's regular season all the time. So they don't have to juice up, and it don't matter who's on the field, your ones, your twos, your threes, it should all mirror the same. Not necessarily in talent, but in effort. What bothered me, yeah, we might get hooked. We may drop a pass. We may do all of that. But I didn't feel the vibe. The Bengals game, because they were embarrassed of what happened in New England, I felt electricity coming off that field. I did not. It was like a power outage. And these are the guys that are playing for their life? You explain that to me.
Well, I'm going to help my friend Doc Walker come off the ledge a little bit and say, as good as the Ravens are, as good as things have happened, when it gets to the postseason, they haven't been able to get past Kansas City and whatever. So at the end of the season is where I would forget about August, you know, because again, okay, if you're a fringe player and don't want to show no effort, well, bye. You know, I mean, that's on you. That's your livelihood. But I just caution everybody by saying, hey, look, they lost all three preseason games. They did not look good, but half of those people are probably in Dan Quinn's mind. Half of those people were cut before they even left the stadium.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? So
I agree. But I want to temper
my friend because I know how intense and how much you love this sport. I just want to temper. I don't want you to get two off the ledge, because at the end of the day, these veterans and everybody, when they're supposed to show up, now if they don't show up, now me and Rick Doc Walker, we have a bigger issue now because these are the people now. You can't wait four or five games in for you to start playing. Now if you had all this rest and you had these veteran days and everything like that, look, come September 7th, I don't want to. That's when everything needs to. All the bullets need to be in the chamber.
I respect you. I respect you, and I hope you're right.
And I'm just trying to help you.
And I hope you're right, even though I know it's not. Because if I can't get you motivated, and you will probably be cut Tuesday at 4:00, and you come out flat. I'm not talking about our starters. They didn't play. They didn't even suit up. But every man in that building is supposed to be under the influence of the burgundy gold presence, and it was not there. Yeah. And you can play it off any way you want to say it. I didn't say technique. I didn't say assignment. I said intensity. It was not there.
No lies detected, Doc Walker. No lies detected.
So let's hope that it was just a fluke. But if I can't motivate a guy who could be out of the business, I have to look at that and go, what the hell is going on? And so to those people, hopefully they'll be gone by 4:00 on Tuesday. And then I'm hoping that
before
4:00, then we'll get our thing together. Because look, that Bengal thing, and also I'm realistic. The Bengals defensively are awful, and we made them look awful. And that's what we're supposed to do to whatever we want to do, because we control everything from that standpoint. That I'm pleased with. And seeing some of them Bulls come out, I like us. But I also know that the New York football Giants, they are hoping that we're still watching highlight films from last year. That's what I want to prevent against. That's over.
Absolutely.
That is over. You'll be judged by what you do against the Giants. Do you have any book signings, any TED Talks coming out we can let the public know about, anything like that on your travels?
Nah, man, I've just started the school year to do my professor things, and I am looking so forward to real football. I will say this, though, Doc. Mm-hmm. Part of my job and part of covering this team and getting access for the two decades and plus that I have is finding story angles and storylines. Mm-hmm. And again, one of them is very, very obvious, was the maturation and the just acceleration of Bill Cross-Key Merritt.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
And, Ja'Cory, he wants to be known as Bill.
Yeah.
Again, we know about the New Mexico and the Arizona, but I found it very fascinating that when he was a zero-star recruit coming out of high school, that the first opportunity he had was with an HBCU, Alabama State.
Alabama State, and my goddaughter told me about him because she's there, Kayla Stevens, and she told me about him, and everything she told me about him was right and true.
Yeah.
This brother is, he's authentic.
Yeah.
He's off. And let me tell you what, I want to hear your story, but Burgundy and Gold today on Wednesday, we're going to reserve a spot for you so you can tell the rest of the country about what you're working on. Because we'll be on a live microphone on Wednesday.
Gotcha.
Okay. Wednesday, 4 to 7. So hit us with that then. Appreciate you, Lou.
I will.
This brother is gold. Metal. He's pure gold. If it was a rock band, would Lou be on drums? Would we be on
I bass? Feel like he's so smooth. Yeah, he'd be like on bass. He seems like bass, that kind of guy. Yeah.
We got to put a rock band together. Sooner or later, we will. We're just getting going. 12:15, we're taking this bad boy all the way up to 1 p.m. here on Overtime. Stay with us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. made for real life moments. Maurice's.
12:20 in the nation's capital. And we get a chance to squeeze in a couple of calls.
First, we got a little something we want to talk about, though. I wouldn't necessarily call it breaking news, but a couple former Washington quarterbacks made some moves today.
At least they're still in the league.
Yeah.
Now, seriously, I'm surprised, but both of them are still in the league.
And no offense to them, but I am glad we got J.D. Five instead of either of them. But, it looks like the Vikings have signed Carson Wentz today.
Oh, you should have put some music on. You should have built your own little bed, a little update bed. Yeah. You know that's what that big guy would have done, right?
Yeah, sure.
What's his name?
NTB.
BTP. Yeah.
But because of that, they got rid of, they had Sam Howell, which I didn't even know he was on the Vikings right now. But they've traded him back into our division. He'll be sitting on the bench for the Eagles.
Still get paid, though.
So they don't get paid. Something. Yeah, and I think they got the Eagles traded him for a 5th and 7th round pick, and they got Sam Howell, and they got a 6th round pick from the Vikings.
So. Hey, man, you still have a worth. We praise Howie. And his IQ, football IQ.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm one of people maintaining employment. It's hard to be in this league, and we can joke and do all this about it, but most teams lose. It's rare to win. It's not automatic. It's very difficult to win. I watch Seattle and Green Bay, watch snippets of that. That's why watching the Kingdom, the thing about the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, I've been watching a bit of that.
If you're into winning, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not and you're just into fantasy, you'll hate it. But from a competitive spirit, to understand what it takes to be marked, to have a X on your back, what you have to, your standards, it's almost, it's so much easier to be mediocre and just go steal a check. But when you're competing for that Lombardi, it's rare air. And nobody gives a damn how you feel, what's on your mind. It's produce or move out the way so the next person's going to come get you. It is just the most exhilarating thing to be in. We got to experience some of it last year. Like the Lions, they're the most interesting team in sports to me right now. Because did they miss the brass ring? They got so close. I can go back to that game in San Francisco that I thought they just gave away. But yet they were the better team. They were that close. And they may never go right now in this window. Is that you? There's no guarantees. So when I see the Chiefs, what are the Chiefs doing? They're hitting. What are the Chiefs doing? They're playing in preseason games. What are the Chiefs doing? They go full speed. I go, okay. If I was in pro football, I'd be trying to be more like the Chiefs than anybody else, because they get results, and they got the best in the world under center. Let's go out, Teresa in Alexandria. Welcome to Overtime.
Good afternoon, Mr. Walker.
Hello, my dear.
How are you? I just, excuse me. I just wanted to let you know that I enjoy your show, and I really appreciate your insightfulness of everything. Because I know you played for the Redskins, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bye-bye. We only do it one way. It's like NASCAR.
Right.
That's how we do it. Because, and it's not in style. I get it. Never gave a damn about being in style. Just gave a damn about doing it the right way. And if you're about winning, then this will appeal to you. And I don't discuss nothing but tackle football. I don't do flag and I don't do tag. All right. What I do is real. And you can get hurt in the process. But I love your adventurous. You sound adventurous. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
bye.
That. Thank you. New Jersey, this got to be Mitchell. Hope to God they didn't leave the kids with Mitch. Mitch, what's up?
What's happening, Doc? Nobody makes house calls anymore. Even the real doctors. You know it's that, right? You remember those days.
Yeah. Hey, man, whenever they give me electricity. See, unfortunately, I can't do this without electricity. If I could do this without electricity, I'd be doing a show every day. But I need electricity. So they kind of got me at a disadvantage. So I kind of have to, I got to rely on them for the time being. What's up?
Yeah, before I talk to her about the running backs, I think Sam Howell could start for a few teams, Jets, Saints. I think it's like the rich get richer. I mean, they only make that trade because Tanner McGee got hurt, and I guess goodbye in the court and DTR. But our third string is terrible.
So you're talking about the New York teams?
Well, I know I'm giving you a lot of will at once. That's my bad habit.
Well, no. The New York team, that's Chris Russell. Russ is the expert on the New York team. I don't do New York.
Well, I'm just saying the Giants are probably going to cut Dan DeVito, and I will take him over Josh Johnson, and especially over Harmon. He's terrible, Harmon.
Well,
I kind of want to see.
Yeah, but you know what? Mitch, you know I love you. I love you. But New Jersey, the Jets, that's my boy Russell. And I love Russell. Love him to death. But he's doing his hometown teams. I'm doing mine. So we're doing it that way. Next stop, Silver Spring. Scott, thanks for being patient.
Doc, what's up, my man?
Hey, man, if it got any better, they'd have to check my blood.
Well, like you, the preseason has been pretty frustrating, man. I haven't seen too many of the youngins that are willing to run through that brick wall, man. And it's frustrating. However, we've turned over a lot of garbage, man. A lot of garbage, and we still got to get rid of some garbage. Got to remember how many 1s, 2s, and 3s this new regime got rid of.
Yeah.
And where we went to last year in 1 year. That was last year. Doesn't matter now. But I also look at the play calling and the scheme on defense. I saw a lot of vanilla stuff, man. I don't think we're trying to show anything.
What scheme? I don't even know if they had a scheme.
Yeah, right.
That's I heard people complaining, well, the Ravens have a fullback. Yeah. Did you just discover that? And they didn't game plan about that. That is so ridiculous to me. Man, this is football.
The Ravens have had a fullback and multi-tight end sets for years. That's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, they're not hiding from anybody. That's what I love about the Ravens. They don't give a damn if you know what they got going. You got to stop it. See, everybody has their own approach. I'm not evaluating anybody. All I'm saying is that no matter how what's that big guy here? He calls it exotic smash mouth foot. What did he say?
Yeah, exotic smash mouth football.
Yeah, okay. That's what he says. And that's fine. Do it any way you want to. But what the Ravens are going is that we're not trying to hide anything. We're trying to knock your behind off the ball and stuff the ball down your throat. What are you going to do about it?
This is what we're going to do. Stop it.
Stop it. Yeah, I love that. I love that. I just love it. So we can talk all you want. You got your behind toe up. Just like you did in week one against New England, deal with it. Got to go to Jim out in Fairfax.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Hey Jim, I'm good, man.
I just want to throw something at you. Because you're going to remember this, I think. One of the last few years Joe Gibbs was coaching the Redskins, I don't know if we won a preseason game.
No, we won four and lost five real games in a row. Then we lost all of them and won them all. No, I mean, it doesn't have – it has no carryover whatsoever on X's and O's. Effort does carry over.
Yeah, but it seems to me like we went on to at least get to the NFC Finals.
Yeah, when the time we lost every game in the preseason, yeah.
I mean, that was four games back then, right?
Yep,
and we probably got creamed by the Steelers
But you got to understand, we were a lot like the Ravens. We ran a fullback during preseason. We never used a fullback in the regular season.
Yeah.
So it was completely different look. We wanted to get that.
What I'm saying is I'm not concerned about it because.
Well, no, Jim, I think you got this twisted. I don't give a damn about the scheme. We got out. They had more effort than we had. They were more excited about playing than we were. That's all I'm talking about. I don't give a damn what configurations they have on offense or defense. We got out-hustled, and we got out-hit, period.
Well, that is a problem. I don't want anybody to give up on the season.
No. You're making up stuff. I didn't say that. I was very clear in what I was saying.
No, you didn't. I just don't want them to do that.
Okay, good. That's good. That's Disneyland.
All right.
I'm telling you facts.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Facts are
thank you.
They had more effort. I don't give a damn about design. We got to up the effort. And these are some guys that will hopefully be cut by Tuesday. We'll be back.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
12:35 here in the nation's capital. Heavy metal and your boy D.O.C. You know, I was listening to the big guy on the radio, B.T. I think he's a lot of the initials he throws out, BTP. It was talking about edge rushers, and I thought he made a very good point that we're below average when it comes to setting the edge. So I thought, I got in my Rolodex, and I go, I know a lot of guys that do a lot of different things. They have a special, what my boy always say, special set of skills. And I go, oh, that sounds like Mr. Harvey. So I said, what I'm going to ask Mr. Harvey is that because he played the position at the highest level, and it's not easy to rush the passer and to keep the run on your inside shoulder and set the edge. Well, you take one look at Mr. Harvey. If he wanted to set an edge, I got to believe that edge would be set. So I thought, we're doing a public service for our football community that we would actually let an expert explain to you what are the keys to being effective and setting the edge. Mr. Harvey, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Mr. Harvey, good day to you, my friend.
Hello, Doc.
You asked a lot of things. And I was just wondering if setting the edge got to be tough to do. What makes it so difficult?
Well, a couple things. One, that if you're an edge rusher, you don't know if it's a pass or a run. And so, your first step is always key as a pass rusher. You want to get that first step off really fast. And then if it turns out to be a run, you may be too far up ahead to set the edge, and they'll just ride you out, right? So you have to, one, look at film, look for little hints and tell signs that you can know and see if it's a run or a pass. Two, you got to know yourself, you know, your speed and what you can do with your speed. And then as you look at the player, if you see the player and he's coming at you and he's running towards you, sometimes you think setting the edge is just making sure you stay outside, which it does, you know, it's not the reality because the hole gets wider the further you stay outside. He's going to push you a little bit. So you have to be aggressive. You have to, you know, when you come at the guy, you take half the shoulder, half the body. You have to be aggressive and get that inside arm, jam up into him, have your outside arm free enough that if the ball happens to bounce out, you can go and chase the guy down. You got to know your own speed, so you got to know the level of I felt like I was fairly fast. I knew that I had a little leeway that if the running back bounced outside, I didn't have to be as quick to jump outside because I knew I could catch him. But you got to know your own speed. And then, right. You know, then half of it, you got to be aggressive. You got to, as soon as you know it's a run, you got to jam into the guy. And a lot of times guys just try to place. I was watching some film just to make sure I'm doing it right.
You realize how violent you sounded just when you said that?
Yeah.
Your whole physiology changed. Everything about you is violent. And you know that.
But you got to be right.
Yeah. Hey, Mel, did you hear him when he said it? Seriously.
You know.
Seriously. Ken, I'm telling you as a friend, I love you. You got a problem,
back,
though.
Right?
So, seriously, you do have a problem.
I'm the nicest guy.
Yeah, you are. But, Ken, I'm telling you as a friend, when you just described it, it was something about you. You everything changed. And this is what I'm saying. These guys, I think you're missing the boat. You should have opened up a specialty. Yeah. And it's really just training a mental mindset. The switch flipped on you.
Yeah, my eyes did kind of roll to the back of my head there. But the thing is, it's like you got to be aggressive. Like I'm seeing guys willing to take position as opposed to setting a position, right? Setting the tone. And so it's okay to, you know, somebody say, okay, you got to put your inside, and that's theoretic, and that works all well, and you got to keep that outside arm free. But the thing is that you got to be strong enough, powerful enough, and leverage enough to stop the guy in his track. That's setting the edge. When you stop him in his track and he's trying to get outside of you, and you just jolt him so hard, so fast, that he has to try to go from up because you hit him, go up to down to get back his base. Mm-hmm. And by that time, you either round him and you've made the tackle, or you pushed him enough inside that the back looks at it and say, well, I got to adjust. But you got to be violent on impact, and you got to make that stance, right? A lot of times, like I said, it's more people are trying to opposition as opposed to setting the tone. And that's kind of the name of the game, is to set the tone.
It just sounds like to me, and I don't know, Mel, you can concur, is that it's not just technique. It's mindset and physicality makes the difference. There might be a guy, you can't walk through this. You got to power your way through this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I sound. That's what I turn from this.
And you also got to kind of know yourself, right? Like they look for defensive ends and pass rush and linebackers that have long arms. So, you're strong enough that you can jam the guy. You can have that outside reach so he can't grab your outside shoulder. That's a good trait. But if you're not violent on impact, if you don't make him like he has to readjust for a split second, then he's going to get around you. You know, they're trained as well. They watch film as well. They know what to do. So you got to really have that mindset that I got to stop this guy. And if I was coaching, I would say, here's your line. Here's 3 or 4 feet beyond where you're supposed to be. And if they get past that, they won that battle. You know, you got to stop them from getting to that line. And so, and I'm saying line, in my mind, it's like, left or right. If you're a right outside linebacker or a pass rusher, you say about three feet, you know, to the right of you. If he gets past that, you open up either a big hole in the center, or you've allowed him to do what he needs to do. You got to set the tone. You got to push him like 2 or 3 feet inside where he's backing into his own players. And that, that becomes setting the edge. And then you're able to get three and also, you know, make the tackle in case the ball carrier bounces outside, because they'll do that, you know. But you want to be able to have the freedom, and that's probably the name of the game, to dictate the play. And so them dictating the play, you need to dictate the play.
Well, have you seen enough, and the answer is probably no, of this defensive front when they played? It's been a small sample size, to feel like we got a chance to be better up front with our front seven this year than we were a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, we have it up front. You know, the good thing is the starters, the guys that you got that will probably be number one, they look good. The sad thing, and it's not probably a fault of the players, but you look at the second and third group, if someone gets hurt, you know, the whole season can change because of an injury, right? And you know, we talked about it before, you're only as good as your ones and twos and the guys that back you up.
That's
most
right.
of the times on a great team, your twos were as good as your ones. They just, you know, you had no place for them. They had to be
That's
number
right.
two.
Right.
And so if your twos aren't as good, then that's going to be a big problem if there's injuries and stuff down the road. But looking at the players that we have that potentially will start, I think they know what to do. They've been there before. They've practiced it before. It's good. Hard thing now is that you don't get those physical reps in practice like we used to. You'll get the position stuff that we talked about. You get the technique stuff, but you don't get the physicality. And if you're a young guy coming out, you know, it's a whole different ball game. Whereas the veterans, to their advantage, they've done it before. They've been in a live game, so they know that feel. It's harder when you're coming out of college and you don't get a real feel for something full speed, because it's hard enough when you're full pass. But when you go into the game and it's full speed ahead, and they're trying to feed their family. Somebody told me one time, I'm babbling, but that guy on the opposite side, he's trying to feed his family. He's mm-hmm. trying to stay in his house. He's trying to take care of his mom and pops. He wants his job. So how bad do you want your job?
And I've always found that was the best way to make it personal.
Yeah.
And that's a coach's prerogative. Clearly some get to the tee guys and others didn't. I just have never seen an effort on a cut the last game to where guys are playing for their lives, to where people appeared to be flat. They didn't have the energy that I expected. But that's today's game and today's young people. We'll find out what happens. But you just broke that down, man. That was a clinic, and we appreciate it, because I know you're lifting right now, and metal.
I'm trying to be like you do.
He lifts. He lifts all the time.
I don't lift. I don't lift all the time. I just lift enough to look good in my shirt.
Hey, brother, number love for you, man. No, seriously, Ken, we got to teach the public, man. This is a tag and flag society now, and we have to talk to them in terms of tackle football.
I got one thing I want to ask him just real quick, if you don't mind, Doc.
No, not at all.
What do you think Von Miller's role is going to be for the Commanders this year? Do you think he's going to have a real big role, or just kind of the, you know, veteran voice, or what?
I mean, I think it's a veteran voice until it needs to be more, right? And I think him just being a player and you have an opportunity to show yourself and be a part of a winning team, he's going to want to be a pass rusher. He's going to want to get to the quarterback. And I think he has the ability to do that. Even though he's a little bit older and all that stuff, he has the ability to do that. I think the more the season goes on, they're going to call on him a little bit more to participate, to do more with the team, because he's going to be needed. You know, he could be as great as you want, but even with his presence on the field, that's going to cause two or three guys. They got to say, well, you know, this is a guy we got to look out for. And they're going to have to put the tight end on him, and they're going to have to put the tackle on him. So he'll be a force.
Good deal, brother. We appreciate you sharing knowledge with us. We'll let you get back to the squat rack, and we'll do it again later next week.
You know what, Doc? One day we're gonna get a video, and you and I are gonna go out there, and we're gonna demonstrate all this stuff, and we'll put it on YouTube. We'll show what you got to do to stop.
I'll make sure I get Linnell and let him, because he'll be the guy you can slap across the head and do all them things you want to do to him.
I ain't no crash dummy.
I've seen your work.
Eyes are starting to roll
I ain't
back
messing
to the top
with you.
My head.
Seriously,
yeah.
I ain't on, messing man. With you unless I have armed guards with me. That's the only way. It's not gonna happen. But good
there
idea.
Go.
Good shot.
Awesome.
Appreciate you, brother.
Awesome, brother.
You
the man.
This is a very talented brother who I'm so proud of, even though he's a Cal Bear. And I'm sure that, you know, hey, had the GPA been a little higher, maybe he would have been a Bruin. But that's neither here or there. Thank you to Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. They keep that guest hotline popping. Break time. We'll be back. Take some calls. We'll close this bad boy out right here on the team. Welcome back. Oh, closing in. I get sad every time I see that finish line, because that means that we have to give it up. But in the meantime, we got a few seconds to get the coach on. Vic, what's up?
What's up, Doc?
You know what time it is.
Yes, sir. So let's jump right into it. I do agree with you that the level of apathy and or lethargy that I saw in the first game and this last game, it was alarming in several regions of the game, which makes you question a lot of things, but particularly what the trend is for me. I'm 39 now, so I can't keep saying I'm this generation, but I'm not. What I see is a lot of these young men really don't know how to play football. And they really don't know how to play football with the technique and the efficiency and the physicality that's required. And you can see it in some of their mistakes and some of their intentionality and mental aggressiveness that translates to physical aggressiveness and indecisiveness. And you didn't see it in every part of the game, but you can see it in areas where you should not see it, or you should feel that I'm confident in what I'm doing when I make a decisive move as a football player. With that being said, though, I still have confidence in the coaching staff, because statistically, you see in areas where there should be coaching, or you should see that there is correction. They did well against in some of those areas, particularly the run defense, the pass defense. We didn't see anybody having prolific numbers on us. So you can see that there's coaching, and Dan Quinn is still putting his moniker on the team to show that we have certain expectations. But in other areas, the quarterback position, we see that there's just bad football play. And certain areas where we could change the momentum of the game, there's indecisiveness, and our reach at the linebacker position, there's indecisiveness, and making a play on the football to cause turnovers, maybe not necessarily to cause incomplete pass, but to cause turnovers. And when you have those areas,
you're breaking up, my brother, but I get the point. Once again, a teaching moment with Coach Vic and Akiki. And, hey, man, it makes sense. We all can identify where it's at. The question is, we're not talking about X's and O's. We're talking about heart. We're talking about effort. We're talking about intensity. We're talking about I want to. It wasn't there. And that's a mystery. Hang in there. We'll continue when we come back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.